Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush.
Man, every time it gets me, the music, the mic, the room, the space, just incredible every time. But listen, we got another big one today. We got episode number 25. It's honestly a little crazy to think about. A little over a year, 25 episodes. Awesome. And you know who I can thank to that? You guys. You're listening, you're subscribing, you're liking it, you're sharing it. I mean, just incredible. And I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's get going. Mow your yard, walk your dog, drive to the grocery store, play it in your classrooms, play with your friends. Let's get cranking. Let's get into episode number 25. So we've been talking about the past couple weeks of my favorite things. And there's so many things that we can say are our favorites, so many things that we can say that have really impacted us in our classrooms, in the education field, just the whole gamut of those things. But I really want to talk to you today and just kind of put my thoughts out there and just reviewing of my journey this year, reviewing of the past 2 years, and really how I tie that back to when I was in the classroom and maybe some of those wish I could have, would have things. I don't know. We'll just see how the conversation goes. But, you know, when I was in the classroom, I understood some tech. I understood some things, but I really wish I did more with those. I really wish I just dove in and didn't worry so much. Well, I don't have time to do this. My students aren't going to get it. Because there's so much out there that we can do for them. And I really wish I would really have concentrated more, been told about, or piqued my interest more with things and really understanding more of a process that we can do with learning versus this product. You know, products are great in being able to state information, state facts, state all the things that we've learned, our students should learn. But what if I could have done a better job with the process of that learning, especially being a special education student? A lot of my students struggled with the product. Can they do this? Can they do that? But what if I could tie what they were supposed to learn and tie it to a project? What if I could do more of those type of things, more group work, more of those? And I don't know. It's just, it's hard sometimes. We get in that realm of, these are the things I have to do, and I really don't have time for the other things. But is that more of an excuse on my part, or is it's just a tough little thing I'm going through right now, to be honest with you. And so I really wish I would have done more of the things that I know now. And I think part of my role now as an instructional technology coach is to share those processes, to share the knowledge. And hopefully I'm doing a good job at that. And hopefully teachers are changing their processes, maybe doing more of those things instead of just worrying about their products. Now, products, we still have to do those. Students still have to be able to state, you know, all these facts, state what they're doing or go through certain things. But with that, hopefully we're starting to get to the point that we're incorporating some more processes. So I really wish I could have done that. I wish I could have allowed them to learn more through experiences instead of just, here's your worksheet, here's this Google thing, and let's just get it done. I wish I could have done more of that. I wish when I was in the classroom that I really would have harnessed more of Google Forms. Google Forms is just not for me as an educator, as a teacher, as a district employee to get data, to ask questions, look at that. It's more for students. Wait, how can I create something to where they're inputting their thoughts, their information, more short answer instead of the multiple choice, true, false, those type of things. And really get them to, I don't know, just be more impactful and really understand that. Maybe it's them creating a Google form, them creating something through that. I don't know. I think Google Forms is really underrated sometimes in things that we can do with it. There's just from digital breakouts to, you know, you have to answer this to move to that. There's just so many things that we can do with them, especially if we want to create some review packages and, you know, based off this question, it goes to this part of the section in the Google form. Just incredible things out there. And also, you know, for our LMS that we use in our district, we use Schoology. And Schoology is great to collaborate with students, whether it's your starter, they're typing their answers, they're doing those things. It's also great for organization for me as a teacher. But then also, there's great things for tests and quizzes and, you know, all those things. There's more options that you have. And then you can also record your voice. They can record their voice. They can record them playing instruments. There's goodness. There's so many things that you can do. And I almost need to slow down a little bit. I'm getting a little excited. So between Google Forms, Schoology, and then Canva. Canva, goodness. Canva is like Google Slides, but just amped up really good. And there's so many things that our students could do, from presentations to recording themselves, putting their video on there, their image on there, and so people can see them, or they could just record their voice. And it's almost like a mini podcast, but it's a way for them to explain their thoughts. And I know for me, sometimes putting my thoughts on paper is a real struggle, but to be able to speak my words and tell you my thoughts, kind of like this podcast, a lot of it, I'm telling you my thoughts and letting you into my brain. And so I think using Canva and all those type of things would be awesome to use. I also feel like a lot of the Google tools that we have, I could harness those more, from emails to Google Slides or even Google Sites. Google Sites is awesome. And I really feel like in Google Sites, we could have done more in creating projects, creating information. Here's your project. Put all your information in here, all your data, all of those things. Just insane the things that we could have used. I think it's just, there's so many things that are running through my brain that I wish I would have done with these basic tools that I have. Now, of course, there's always those ed tech tools out there, from Flip, which used to be called Flipgrid. You've got Book Creator. You've got quizzes, the old school quizzes before quizzes came out with all their AI. You've got Kahoot, Blookup. You've got the Jeopardy games out, the Jeopardy Labs. There's so many things out there. I just wish I would have spent time and saying, oh, that's cool, but I don't have time for that. I really wish that I've done those things. And I know I said that little phrase there, I wish, but I really do. I'm doing a lot of reviewing, reflecting of my second year in this role and where I came from in the classroom, and just really, truly feel like part of me missed the boat on a lot of things that I've done. And, you know, even there's some ed tech people out there, such as Eric Kurtz, Matt Miller, all of those people that you know of, they put information out there. A lot of these people will make lessons for you so you can see and harness that. Just, there's so many old school things, new school things that I wish I would have done. And, you know, really, honestly, what I wish the most that would have been there is this world of AI. This world of AI is incredible. For a teacher, the things that it can help me do, as far as creating lesson plans, unit plans, creating worksheets, character chatbots, all the things that you can do in there. And even when I was a special ed teacher, like, you know, writing IEPs and using your data to write those is one thing. But sometimes it's just hard. You can't think of that right word. You can't think of how you want to write this. You know what you want to do, but you're struggling to put that on paper. And I feel like, especially when we look at Magic School, and you can go in there and it helps develop that IEP. Now, I wouldn't use all of that and put it in, just copy and paste. I would take the ideas and help that formulate my own ideas, help it to formulate my own thoughts. I think it's just incredible. Or even for a while, I was responsible for creating behavior plans where I was at. And just think about the behaviors that I dealt with, behaviors that were impacting our students. It was a real struggle to come up with certain things, come up with certain criteria, come up with goals, how we're going to work with the student. And now, of course, I would talk to my colleagues, talk to people, YouTube, research things, but it would be nice to have an AI thing such as ChatGPT or Magic School or all the other ones to be able to ask the question and for it to give me information, to be able to have a conversation late at night when I'm working on things and just be able to do that. I think this, again, this whole world of AI really is a game changer, and it really supports you as a teacher, and it takes out a lot of that work. You're still having to go back and still work about 20% of it and edit things, make it your own. But it really would have been a great collaboration piece for me as I'm working late at night. I think just incredible. Now, I know I've talked a whole bunch. I've probably talked way too fast. Just all these thoughts are just bubbling in my brain and trying to process and review those. And I think being behind the mic right now has been an incredible way of doing that. So thank you. Thank you for listening. So listen, we're coming up in part of the show for, I know, you know it, it's the best part of the day. So here we go. Let's get started. It's time for the Tech Flush tip of the day. So, and I know we all do this. I know we review throughout the year. We reflect at the end of the year. We understand what mistakes we did, where we want to change those, what things we did well. And so with doing that, I also want to challenge you to go explore the possibilities. Explore the possibilities and the things that you could have done. Explore the things that you could do and explore new things. Don't just say you don't have time to do it. I don't have time to learn this new thing. I mean, you could pick one new thing. You know, like there's quizzes out there, which is awesome. Quizzes has been there around for a really long time. But now quizzes is really up the game. So what if you dabbled in that a little bit this summer? Figure out what you're going to do with it. And then come August, you slow play it. You work a little bit here. You work this quiz in. You work in a self-guided lesson. You do your starter. You do this. And like, and with the accommodations for your students, it'll read to them. It changes the font. It changes the grade level. All these things you can do really easily and simply. And it really honestly could change what you do. So start slow. You don't have to say, woo, I'm going to do all this at the same time. So like, dive in, slow play it, and really get accustomed and used to those things. And even if you feel a little uncomfortable, a lot of these great tools have certifications that you can go through. And I'm not saying this to, hey, you need to go get a certification, but go through there and work yourself through the process. It'll give you step-by-step guides on how the program works, what you can do, and how you can use it with your students. There's just great, great things out there that you can check out. So just remember that little tip of the day. Now, before we kind of wrap up, one of my favorite things to do, and we've talked about this a little bit in a couple different episodes, and we've talked a little bit about how uncreative I feel that I am or how creative I can be. And really, AI has really helped blossom me into a creative person. So when I think about things, I think about Magic School and all those, 60 plus tools it's got. Unbelievable. I think about School AI and all their tools they have. Both of them are awesome programs, awesome tools to use. So I challenge you to go out there, check them out. Magic School is really good. School AI is really good. I like both of them for different reasons. So check those out. Really dive into that. And one thing that really I've really enjoyed in Magic School is the song generator. You can go in there, give it a title. You know, I've done one about writing and I called it Bob the Writer. And went in there, you know, Bob loved narrative writing. He loved doing this. He really enjoyed verbs. He really enjoyed adjectives. And it made a song for me. And I see all the text. But what if you can go in there and say, you know, you're working on a Civil War battle or a math problem or a math concept, an English concept, science, social studies, all the things. You create a song, you remove some words, and now your students go in there and they fill in the blanks. It's almost like those fill in the blank Mad Libs that you do, but think about the possibilities with that, or think about the possibilities with your students creating something like that. I think it's just really cool. Now, with that, with Magic School and the song generator, you're not really making music. You're just making the words, and now you've got to add your words, your music to it. But what if you could take that song that you've created, you can upload it to app.suno, which is an AI-generated music maker. You can go in there and just type in, you know, I did one, a fifth grade video the other day, and I just typed in fifth grade graduation video, and it made a song for me. It was awesome. But what if you could take that song that you created in Magic School, or you make a song in Google Docs, and you take those words, you upload it to app.suno, and you say you want it in style of country, in style of pop, style of a jam band, you just want instrumental, like all those things, and it will play you a song. It's incredible. Think about the possibilities that you have with processes and your students learning information or reviewing the information they've already learned. It's just incredible. I don't know. It really hits me hard to think about the things that I could have done it, and all of those. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know I talk a little fast sometimes. I'm really working on that myself. I just get excited and the words just come out. So check it out. Don't miss the mark. Don't miss something that you could have done. Don't say, I wish I would have. Try those. And if you're in a place that you've got people that you can reach out to help support you, allow them to help you. Allow them to help co-plan, co-teach, all of those things. And if you have a tech coach, go talk to them. They are a wealth of knowledge, and they want to help you. They want to do all the things with you. So check those out, all right? Now listen, before we wrap up, make sure you check out the bcstechnology.org website. You can see all the podcasts that I've done there. You can see the other ones that we've done as a district and all the other things. And if you haven't been there in a while, we're revamping it. New logos, new colors. It's going to be unbelievable. In the future of this page, we've been having some staff meetings here this past week. It's going to be unreal, the things that are coming out, from articles to short little videos to more podcasts. I'm really excited about the direction of my department. Excited about all things. Now, make sure you can check us out on Twitter at Josh_Morris65. You can check it out on Twitter on the Tech Flush. You can go to the website, which is bit.ly/Tech Flush. And you can check out all the podcasts on Apple, Spotify, all the good news. Now, listen, I'm giving my boy Alex a break here at the end. He's not going to wrap things up. I really want to wrap things up with the Tech Flush theme music. Yes, I said it. The Tech Flush theme music. It's going to happen. It's going to be incredible. Check it out. You're not going to want to miss this. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And until next time, we'll catch you later. Bye. We've got a podcast for educators on our hands, flushing knowledge throughout the lands. Real conversations, hear them say, plunging tech tips, bright as day. Day, cause we're the Tech Flush crew. Oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 2023, teaching educators that's our spree. From the mic, we share what we know, helping teachers' expertise grow. With every episode, we air inspiring minds everywhere. Everywhere, cause we're the Tech Flush crew. Oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 2023, teaching educators that's our spree. Tune in, listen up, don't be late, join the movement, innovate. Together we'll reach new heights, shining bright like techie lights. Cause we're the Tech Flush crew, oh yeah, keeping it real without a care. Diving deep since 22.